Paul Reiser calling in. How are you?
Good, Paul. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Thank you.
Great. Are you ready to do this?
I've never been more ready.
Well, I guess you're a veteran at all this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm so ready. It's all building to you.
Oh, why, thank you. I feel honored. Well, let's just get it started. Let me welcome Paul Reiser, stand-up comedian, writer, musician, probably best known for the role as Paul on Mad About You, but today, probably the kids recognize you on Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? For me, it was My Two Dads.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And I need to know, were you Nicole's father?
They never told us.
Really?
I never saw the kid in my life. I don't know who that was. they never told us.
That's a shame. Well, you know, that was before Maury, because then you could have really done a whole little series with that.
Exactly. Exactly. it's funny. Now when I'm out doing stand-up and I get people, I can kind of tell as they're walking in where they might know me from. I go, oh, those are Mad About You people. Or that guy, those younger kids must be from Stranger Things, or the older couple from Kominsky Methods. Like, it's really nice to see that all these different groups coming in now.
That's got to be, because, I mean, you've been nominated for the Golden Globes, Emmys. You have best-selling books like Couplehood, Babyhood, Familyhood. Have you ever considered adulthood?
Yeah, you know what? The next one is going to be maybe Strokehood. I have to write it right before the stroke comes on.
Yeah, you better get on that right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but it's funny, you know, I was just a stand-up. That was all I wanted to do, and I got really lucky with all these movies and shows. And in the last few years, now I'm getting back and doing stand-up, which I love. That's my first love. But a lot of people going, did you just start doing stand-up? How do you know how to do that? Or someone goes, wait a minute, the doctor from Stranger Things is going to try to be funny? I went, no. Tell your kid I was a comedian before I was a doctor.
Right,
and
yeah.
You got to explain it to them.
Like, you started when you were like 18, right?
Yeah, well, the first time I ever went, I wouldn't call it a professional career, but I was in college. I would go up at audition nights at the clubs in New York, and that's how you got to start. You can't be good. You got to start when you're bad.
That's right, right?
And I checked that box, believe me. I was right in that bad category.
Yeah, I still do that today with my radio gig.
There you go.
But you've been listed for Comedy Central's 100 Greatest Stand-Up of All Time, and you have mentioned before that your idols were like George Carlin and Richard Pryor. They're on the top of the list. You're on that list. How do you feel about that, being on there with them?
You know, I don't know who made up that list, but it's an honor for anybody. But I like the fact that it says the greatest comics of all time. So that means, like, they're going back to, like, the, you know, 1200s. They're going back to, like, prehistoric, which is really, that's a wide group. So that's even cooler.
That is very cool.
Yes, absolutely. People in Egypt that I'm beating.
So, Paul, who makes you laugh?
I laugh at a lot of people. My kids make me laugh. My kids don't mean to be funny, but they just make me laugh. I watch, you know what? My wife and I, we keep finding shows to binge. And the problem is you finish them so quickly. So we're constantly looking for shows. Actually, usually they're not comedies. We'll watch a lot of, like, White Lotus and stuff.
Okay.
Which is sort of suspenseful. What am I watching these days? Somebody just hipped us to an Irish comedy called Derry Girls, which is so wildly ridiculous. It's about these young kids in this little town in Ireland, and they're speaking English, but I gotta hit the button that puts on the captions, because what are they saying? It's so fast, I'm going, thank God we have the old person button for the captions, because I need the help.
So is this kind of why you are calling your tour the Big Font Tour? Is this
exactly
about getting older and
exactly
changing the styles of your life?
If you don't look carefully, it says big. Oh, it sounds like it's a big tour. It's like, oh, Big Font Tour. I was driving to one of my shows with my buddy, and I had my set list, my you know, that I was going to look at, my material. And he looked at it, he goes, what size font do you have? I said, that's a 24. And he said, because I can't see 18 and 14. So yeah. I have to keep bouncing it up. I keep slowly bouncing it up. I had said earlier, I said, I don't have a name for my tour. I need a cool name. He said, there you go. The Big Font Tour. I said, that's it. That's perfect.
That's perfect.
And people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because when I first saw it, I thought it said Bigfoot Tour. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And then I looked again. I was like, oh, my gosh, I need big font.
So you can read it.
I know. So is that what they're going to expect here at Hollywood Casino? You're going to be there January 21st.
I will be there. And I was there years ago for a charity event that we did there. And it was great. Great crowd. And it's a great town. Yeah, you know what? People said, what do you talk about? And I said, I'm not smart enough to make anything up. So I just tell people what's happening in my house. And people are laughing because they're going, oh, man, that sounds like my house. Because everybody's going through the same thing one way or the other. So it's been really fun. And and across the ages, you know, I'm seeing, as I'm saying, all these diverse group of ages. Everyone's having a good time.
That's...
And I'll tell you what's also been great is, like, after COVID and after 2 years of people staying away from a lot of entertainment, it's like they're so happy to just get out of the house and to see live people. For me to see live people sitting in their chairs and laughing, so much better than Zoom. I can't even tell you.
Oh, I'm so tired of Zoom.
Oh, we all are, right?
Well, I'm glad you're back out on the stage. I know you're busy with filming and writing and being back on the road with your stand-up. Do you have any downtime, or, like, what do you do?
Yeah, by the way, the minute I hang up from you, I got nothing to do till showtime next week. That's, I will sit here in my chair.
You're fibbing.
I'm always working on stuff. There's a movie that I worked on this summer that we're finishing editing, and I'm working on writing material, and so that we'll have some new jokes when we get to Charlestown next week. There's always things to do, but it's always fun to get out of the house, too. It's nice to get out, as I say, to see live people laughing. So I'm looking forward to coming.
That's great. One last question here. Who is on your bucket list to still work with?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. I've been so lucky, and, you know, I'm Mad About You, we had so many of our heroes, guys that we, you know, Carol Burnett and Mel Brooks and Jerry Lewis. We had just Embarrassment of Riches. I'll tell you, if Robert De Niro called, I wouldn't say no.
Okay.
I would be there, if you know him.
I don't, but, you
mention
know,
my name.
We'll put something out there. And
thank you.
Maybe we can make something happen.
I would so appreciate it. I'll owe you one.
Thank you. Don't forget about me.
I will never do that. All right.
All right. Well, again, Paul Reiser, thank you so much. He is going to be at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown January 21st. You can get tickets at paulreiser.com. Check him out.
Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.